This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A collection of artifacts from the Tlingit Frog House Clan can continue to be displayed in a Klukwan museum. That's despite a legal challenge that reached Alaska's highest court. As Claire Strimple with KHNS reports, the state Supreme Court has apparently ended a decades-old dispute over control of the cultural treasures.
When Frog House Clan members disputed the sale of artifacts to a Canadian collector in the 1970s, an Alaska Superior Court judge ruled that they actually belonged to all members of Klukwan's Frog House. The court ordered them placed in the care of clan elders living in the clan's traditional lands on the Upper Lynn Canal. It added a condition. They could only be sold with the unanimous consent of all Frog House Clan members. Until a safe place was found near Klukwan, the artifacts would sit in the State Museum in Juneau. There they remained for decades. Until last year, when the carvings, considered masterpieces, were returned to Klukwan. But that didn't sit well with some descendants, who filed a lawsuit last summer. They argued that by housing the artifacts in the tribe's heritage center, the court had given them to the whole tribe rather than the Frog House. Petersburg attorney Fred Treem made a case in September that the Jilkatquan Heritage Center in Klukwan kept the artifacts out of the clan's reach.
The Frog House clan members, of whom there are 104, cannot use the artifacts. The artifacts are locked up in a museum that's not under the control or even reasonably accessible to the Frog House members.
But the state's Supreme Court justices were unmoved. In a decision released on October 21st, they wrote the lower court had been correct, and only exceptional circumstances could overturn the ruling from 1978. The four house posts and a copy of a carved screen are displayed at the Jilkatquan Heritage Center in Klukwan. The center is closed for the season, but group tours are available by appointment. I'm Claire Strimple.
New Mexico U.S. Senator Tom Udall spoke on the Senate floor Monday calling for the protection of health care for Native Americans before the Senate confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court. Udall raised concerns about the future of the Affordable Care Act due to upcoming challenges. Udall says a repeal would devastate Indian country.
The ACA has opened the doors for so many Native Americans to access the care they need. Whether it's an unplanned medical emergency or routine wellness checkups and screenings. Access to quality health care is critical for Native communities which face disproportionate impacts from the COVID-19 pandemic. The federal government has a trust and treaty obligation to consult with tribes and to provide Native Americans health care.
The Affordable Care Act permanently reauthorized the Indian Health Care Improvement Act, key legal authority for the Indian Health Service, and expansion of access to health care for Native Americans. Udall was among a group of senators in opposition of Barrett's Supreme Court nomination. Racial equity groups are hosting a virtual event Tuesday night to mobilize voters in Arizona, a key battleground state. The National Congress of American Indians is joining Hispanic, Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and other groups to host the event to discuss voting and a number of issues from COVID-19 to racial justice. The event will be streamed on Facebook at Together We Vote, AZ. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the SAMHSA-sponsored Opioid Response Network working across the nation to address the opioid crisis in tribal communities. Information and support at aaip.org.
Native Teaching Aids collaborates with tribes to create games and apps which focus on language, culture, and history. Native Teaching Aids can create fun, engaging materials for your community. Further information and online store at nativeteachingaids.com, who support this show.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.